Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes.
We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob us, slang. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Couple of quirks, can't call it pancakes, cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Dr. Mary Lee Live. This is Sunday morning, July 12th. We're just going to be here. This is a special. We're only going to be here just for a little bit, but we will be coming back later this afternoon. Dr. Mary Lee Live. Airs live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're talking about 400 years of entrepreneurship and what we've done in the past, 400 years, and where we're going to in the next 400 years. We are rewriting our history as a Black America, talking about economics. We're talking about where to find money through the Neighborhood Commerce Institute that has partnered with the 400 Years with a Sponsor and co-hosted by James Cannon, Nick Cannon's father, as well as Dr. Tatum out of Bakersfield, California, and Michael Times out of Utah. Student host who brings a lot of knowledge to our podcast. And so we want to welcome you this morning. This morning we're talking about, as I said, this is a special, and we're going to air. We're going to have our lines open 8 hours a day for the next 3 days. Discussing the white racism attack. Our topic is white racism attacks Black children in Detroit. This is a fight against the Detroit rules. And what has happened is a couple days ago, I ran up on an article, I believe it was Friday evening, and it stated that the Detroit public schools are scheduled to open their doors Monday, which is tomorrow, for the start of summer classes. On Monday morning, students and staff members will answer questions on a health form and have their temperatures checked. They will be required to wear a mask and social distance. It will be encouraged to just as what they said. My huge concern about this, and not just my concern, not just me alone, but we have other Black professionals who are very much concerned about the timing of this return back to school and what the motives are. I'm definitely questioning what the motives are, and that's what I'm going to talk about this morning for the next 30 minutes, and then we'll be coming back at noontime to talk more about this. Michigan has seen about 75,000 COVID-19 cases, including more than 6,200 deaths, according to the Center for Disease Control. This is a huge concern. I'm very much questioning the motive behind their going back to school now. So I haven't been following any news, haven't been following anything that's been going on in the city of Detroit with the Detroit Public Schools during the COVID-19 per se. I do know that each state has an opening up phase. It's like phase 1, 2, 3, 4, and all of this. I do know that the governor, Whitmer, of the state of Michigan has been extremely cautious in opening up the state to the point where white supremacist groups and others have been actually protesting her willingness to protect the state of Michigan as much as she possibly can within her powers to keep Michigan citizens safe. And I can appreciate that. Michigan is my native state. I was born in the state of Michigan. I was born in the little county of Berrien County. I was educated there by the Benton Harbor Public School System, the Detroit Public School System, as well as Michigan State Universities and private universities, all in the state of Michigan. So Michigan is home, no matter where I'm living at. Michigan is home. And I've been out of the state of Michigan for more than 25 plus years in my lifetime. But anyway, that's not what I'm here for. What I am here for is, I know that typically money is behind every decision made when it comes to dealing with black neighborhoods and black communities. And so when I saw this, as I say, not knowing what's going on really with the Detroit Public Schools, started doing some research and to find out, to find some answers, because this absolutely is making no sense when schools have tried to open up across the globe but have had to turn around and close back up again. Well, what I did find is, and I haven't contacted the Detroit Public Schools. I will be contacting some of the authors, bloggers behind some of these articles that I did find. Okay, Detroit. This is what really shed some light on for me and what's going on. On April 23rd of this year, 2020, there was an article released by the Detroit Free Press, and it says that Detroit students to get 50,000 laptop internet service. Okay. So my question is, if this happened, it says a 3-week fundraising effort brings in $23 million. It goes on to read, by early June, mind you, this is July. I still need to check and find out. And I will, by early June, more than 50 Detroit students will have new tablet-style laptop computers with free internet access to facilitate online learning. Okay, a $23 million fundraising effort begun 3 weeks ago will pay for the devices and connections, which became sorely needed as the coronavirus forced schools to close their doors for the year. Okay, so before I saw that article, the article caused me to feel we need to do something about this. And I mean, quickly, we need to do something about this. Because sending our kids to school is, at this particular time, and seemingly to me, as a sudden decision. It's all of a sudden, this decision was made. Is it based on the $23 million that was committed to put 50,000 laptops, tablets, and free internet into the hands of 50,000 black children? Is this why they're forcing our kids to go to school, tomorrow morning now, mind you, and open themselves up and their families up to the risk of coronavirus, taking it back, and then we have a lot more deaths. Okay, so the article on Friday, and this was Friday, July 10th, updated at 3:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday, July 10th, and it says, and this article, Detroit will open schools this Monday. Okay. And it starts out to say, Detroit Public Schools are scheduled to open their doors Monday for the start of summer classes. What teachers will need for protection when schools reopen? What teachers will need for protection? Obviously, with that statement being at the very top of the article, they're concerned about the teachers coming to school and being safe. If they have a concern for the teachers, there should be an equal concern for the children. And this here basically says that they know that they're putting humans at risk to open those doors. But I'm totally convinced that this $23 million and 50,000 laptops is the incentive. This is the motive, because they want to allocate the money in a different way. They don't want to put, this is my opinion, like I said, I haven't called anybody, but they're going to school, opening up the doors for summer school based on the statement that State Superintendent Nikolai Gidi said he sees a desperate, and quote, desperate demand, quote, for in-person learning. But listen, people, just listen here. They're supposed to put the laptop and online access the first by early June into these families' homes for these 50,000 children. But now all of a sudden, this person says there's a desperate demand for the in-person learning. Well, how much chance have you given the computer the online opportunity?
What have you, first question, do the kids have the computer? Do they have the computer? But you come to the conclusion, and I'm saying this to Mr. Beatty, because I'm asking you a question. I want to know, how did you come up with the conclusion that there's a desperate demand for in-person learning and that online teaching isn't a, one-size-fits-all approach? Well, in-person teaching isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. Well, this isn't the time, I feel, as an educator myself, I do not feel that this is the time, due to coronavirus outbreak, at the level that it is in the state of Michigan, for you to make this seemingly rash, all of a sudden decision without doing any kind of surveys. How many surveys have you conducted during this coronavirus, COVID-19 period of time? How many surveys have you conducted amongst the 50,000 students who are supposed to be getting these laptops and free access to free internet access? How many mentors have you provided online to these students? That's my question. In 3 days, you made several phone calls. You raised $23 million to put laptops and 50,000 into the hands of 50,000 students. In 3 more days, you can raise as much money, more money, to give each one tutors if they need them online. No. So what is the underlying, really, Mr. BD, what is the underlying to, and this question is to the city of Detroit, it is to the state of Michigan as well, to the governor of the state of Michigan. I want to know, what has the Department of Education in the state of Michigan and the Teachers Association, what have they done, what have you all come together and done to design or devise a safer alternative for 50,000 children to learn at home online? Because this is happening all over the world. This is not just this COVID-19 sheltering at home. It's just not in this most vulnerable community, city of Detroit. So it appears to me that you're exploiting our black children, and I cannot appreciate it. I don't like it. I'm going to speak out against it, and I'm going to do everything I can within my own ability and my knowledge to, one, get to the bottom of it. I want to get to the bottom of why, other than you feeling that it's a desperate demand, person learning, when they were in person and when they were in school in person before the COVID-19, they were already behind. They're already, the city of Detroit students are already a vulnerable community of at-risk children, black children, and homes and families. Many are struggling with lack of income because they're living in poverty-stricken community. And we can go bring a lot more into this, but right now I want to get to the bottom of why you feel without a good survey, because this pandemic has only been, it's been going on for a few months, you haven't conducted any surveys to determine how these children can learn online. And one of the things that I do know when it comes to technology is that we're living in an era, we're living in a time when this generation of children, I mean, they seemingly can pick up an iPhone or any type of technical device and can navigate it probably better than you. So you can't tell me or convince me that there's a desperate demand right now that you have raised $23 million for laptop and internet access for 50,000 students. You can't tell me that suddenly now there is a desperate demand for in-person learning in the middle of this COVID-19, okay? And it's really strange how I find it interesting how you're wording things. Because, see, I got these articles. I got them all. All the way back from when you started raising the $23 million. Because clearly it says the Detroit students are to receive, to get, that means receive 50,000 laptops and free internet service. Okay, now in this article where there's suddenly a desperate demand for in-person learning, you've stated here the district adopted, okay, the district adopted a $23 million plan. What's happening here? You adopted a plan here in this article, but over here in this other article, you stated that a $23 million fundraising effort begun 3 weeks ago to pay for the devices and connections, which became sorely needed as the coronavirus crisis forced schools to close. So, in this in the month of April, 3 weeks prior to this article, which was April the 23rd, so the 1st of April, you were actively raising $23 million. The Detroit Public Schools, and you, I will say you, along with the others, more than 50,000 Detroit students will have, those are your words, new tablet-style laptop computers with free internet access, okay? But here you say the district. See, y'all play on words. Y'all play on words. I know what the hell y'all do, okay? Okay? So now the district adopted a $23 million plan to ensure, okay, twisting up your words, changing. Why all of a damn certain you're changing from will have to ensure digital access for a student population of more than 50,000. Every K-12 student will have a device and internet access. Okay, will have a device and internet access. But where? Over here you said that they will have a tablet, laptop, computer with free internet access to facilitate online learning and that they will have it, each one will possess. So my question is, you're saying two things here. You're saying to ensure digital access. Are you ensuring digital access by handing these 53 50,000 students' laptop computers, do they have these in their hands right now? Or do they have to go to the school to have access? That's my question. On Monday morning, students and staff members will answer questions. You know, they're going to have to answer health questions. So how kids going to answer health questions? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Not at all. Not at all. So what is the plan? What was the plan? Was the plan to ensure, yes, I understand that, to ensure digital access for the student population, for the 50,000 would be there, to possess it themselves at home, because school wasn't going to be open. School wasn't going to be open. School was not open in early June when all of the children were supposed to have laptops. They were supposed to have laptops to access the internet services and have the tools they needed at home. It clearly says here, due to the coronavirus and the at-home shuttering, you wanted to put the laptop in the hands into the possession of the students. Not one time did you say they had to access them by going to in-person training. None of this is making any sense to me. It's not making any kind of educational sense here to allow to put at risk. You're putting the entire city of Detroit, black community, and at risk by sending these children. You've got 4,000 or 5,000 children that you say, that's another play on words, changing your words. You say voluntarily, families that voluntarily enroll their children in summer school. How is it voluntarily when over here you're saying that it's a desperate demand? I'm really like very, very, very satisfied. The state of Michigan, my home state, and this is why I'm talking about it, and this is why I'm going to keep talking about it, and this is why I'm going to take action. You're putting our people at risk. Our vulnerable black community who are already suffering more due to this coronavirus than any other race of people, than any other community in the city of in the state of Michigan and across this world. But you feel that, oh, when these children were already behind. I think you should follow your original plan. Give these children these laptops. If you need to raise some more money, just like you raised $23 million, raise some more money and provide case management at home and provide online a online tutoring. There are many hundreds of mentors, thousands of mentors and platforms for tutoring children at home. There's a myriad of educational online K-12 learning. Yeah, you're right that there's no one method teaching online, just like there's no one methodology for teaching in the classroom. So we have to find, as educators and parents and grandparents, we have to find ways, we have to find how our children learn. And when you're dealing with a community of of hungry, and literally hungry children, then all of the multi-millions of dollars that's available through the foundations that are supporting these communities, there are other ways sending our children, putting our children in this very highly risk environment where they can pick up. If you're concerned about the protection of the teacher, then why are you sending these children to school? It makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. And somebody's going to have to answer some questions. For me, I have to have these questions answered. And we're going to be talking, and we're going to be talking, and we're going to be talking until we get to the very, very bottom of this. Right now, globally, well, as of Friday, the total cases of the coronavirus pandemic globally was 12,292,678. At the same time that you're sending the kids back to school, the deaths are at 555,000. In the United States, the total cases alone are 3,118,168. Deaths are at 133,291. And not to mention that that Michigan State governor has concerns right now about opening the school even in the fall. But this here is dated July 9th. This is July 9th. Whitmer warns she may toughen mask requirements after COVID-19 cases tick up. Okay? This was just last week. I mean, Sunday's the first day of this week. Okay, yesterday, last week. This was last week, the same week that you and your board members and whomever else you sit down at a round table and decided that you want to perhaps, yes, I'm speculating because I don't have anything, and I haven't seen your budget. I don't know how you have decided to probably reallocate the $23 million. But Governor Gretchen Whitmer, urged residents Thursday to wear a mask to stem the spread of COVID-19 and cautioned that the state is considering making mask requirements tougher as new cases of the virus increase. New cases. The governor made the comments Thursday as health officials caution that Michigan is nearing a tipping point with the spread of COVID-19, and as this week is on pace to bring the most new cases of the virus this May. How can you justify stating that there is a desperate demand for in-person learning when the governor and health officials are concerned the state of Michigan COVID-19 cases being at a tipping point, and this very same week, they're expecting new cases to bring the most new cases, the most new cases of the virus since May. What's the logic? I mean, yeah, I'm speculating because, like I said, I haven't seen your budget. I haven't seen what you how you reallocated money, but likely $23 million that you want to put somewhere else, that you want to do something else with. It makes no sense. You know, I've seen this happen. I understand budgeting, grant writing, development, business. I understand how you get the money and then you decide you want to rewrite the budget and reallocate funds. And I'd like to absolutely know how the funds are, if this is what's going on, are being reallocated. Michigan reports 15 deaths, over 600 new cases of COVID-19. This here is as, this here was July 10th, a couple of days ago, Friday, same day that there's a desperate demand for in-person learning, over 600 new cases of COVID-19. Michigan has seen growth in the number of new cases of the disease, COVID-19, in the last 3 weeks. Friday was the second time this week the single-day case report count topped 600. Which hadn't happened since May. In the midst of this growth in the number of new cases, Friday, same day you're announcing school starting up on Monday, but on Friday was the second time this week the single day case count, single day 600. This is justify it. I want you to justify it. Michigan had a 6-week high for new confirmed infections last week, surpassing 2,500 cases from the week ended July 4th. In addition to the 612 cases confirmed Friday, the state reported 10 probable cases. Makes absolute no sense. We'll talk later. Thank you. This is Dr. Mary Lee Blythe, and we will come back and.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West.
From the bottom, ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob us, slang. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars. But you don't ever show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shit.